City Talk Breakfast with Mick Coyle.
City Talk 105.9.
So we've got John Keith with us on City Talk 105.9 Breakfast. John, one of the things you touched on with Ian Eyre was the idea of how Liverpool's history would be incorporated within the new main stand and everything that came with it. And one of the ideas that you put forward, this idea of something to represent Bob Paisley outside of the Paisley Gates, which people will know.
Yes, I did. I suggested to him a statue of Bob Paisley because, yes, okay, there's a great one of Shanks, there's one of Dixie Dean and Johnny King, a great one just unveiled at Tranmere. But when you think that this man, Bob Paisley, is the most successful English manager of all time on the basis of trophies won to years in charge, 19 trophies in 9 seasons, if anyone deserves a statue, it's Bob Paisley. And when we mentioned the possibility or the prospect of that at the stage show we do, Bob Paisley Reluctant Genius, which is back at New Brighton Floral Pavilion on August the 21st. When we did that at the premiere of that show last September, the audience just stood up and gave a standing ovation. So obviously the idea of it has got huge public backing. And Ian Eyre, to his great credit, said, well, we've got a working party looking at what we do about the history and heritage of Liverpool, both inside and outside the new stadium. And I said, well, can I put that forward as a suggestion? He said, I think you've already have. So I'm hoping that will now be discussed within Liverpool's portals. And I'm delighted to say that Ian Herbert on The Independent is backing me on this as well. And he's going to push for this to happen. And I know you and everyone at City are behind it as well. So let's hope that sometime in the not-too-distant future, the great man, the man who didn't want the job, who then went on to rewrite the record books, will have a statue in his honour.
Well, wouldn't it be great if we could use City Talk, The Breakfast Show, your show, as a means of sort of garnering that support and making sure that those people who do have a voice on the idea of a statue for Bob Paisley are able to express it, and so the club really gets a sense, not just what you think, or journalists, or former players, or former managers, but actually what supporters think supporters would like to seem represented.
Well, why not ask them to come into Radio City reception and just sign a petition? That would be easy, wouldn't it?
It'd be very easy. It'd be something we could certainly have a look at doing and then make sure that the club's well aware of it. I wonder whether or not Bob Paisley, because he was seen as very much a quiet man. I know you had various run-ins.
No,
with him,
he was. He was a quiet.
But because he was a quiet man.
Oh, he's a lovely man, yeah.
He wasn't somebody who you would instantly think you would associate maybe with something like as grand a gesture as a statue. Whereas actually, people have an image, don't they, what Bob Paisley is. And it will be intimidating for anybody to see 3 European Cups at the feet of Bob Paisley in a statue at Anfield.
Well, exactly. And when his wife opened the Paisley Gates, that lovely, lovely lady Jessie, sadly no longer with us, she said the most proud thing of all, because it incorporates the Liverpool coat of arms, it incorporates his the coat of arms of his native Hettenler Hole in County Durham. But she said what he'd be most proud of was the 3 European Cups, because there's only Carlo Ancelotti ever done it with Bob, and he's the only British manager ever to do it, and probably always will be. I think it would be wonderful, and really a tribute to his humility, because he was a very humble man. He used to say that Bill, meaning Bill Shankly, wasn't a criticism, statement of fact, he said Bill put steel tips on his shoes, which he did, to show people he was coming down the corridor. He said, whereas I prefer the old carpet slippers. And that was the essential difference between, you know, the wonderful extrovert of Bill and the introvert of Bob. And the secret of why they worked together without a single cross word for nearly 15 years.
Those stories are now starting to be told, because, of course, everyone knows a Shankly story, or everyone does a Shankly impression as well.
Exactly.
You do a Paisley impression. In fact, I think you do impressions of most of the managers, but actually those sort of stories come to the fore. Are great stories for the ages, aren't they?
Well, they are, and they've got to be handed down the generations. And that's one of the reasons I started doing stage shows. It was 2006, and I realised that, it was 2005, but I realised the following September was the 25th anniversary of Bill Shankly leaving us. And I thought, something's got to be done. I'd written a book. There'd been CDs, cassettes, LPs, you name it, books galore. Nobody had ever done a stage show where we collate the stories and tell them by the people who witnessed them. I witnessed a lot, and people like St John, Callaghan, Lawler, Big Ron Yates, get them all together in a show telling the story of Bill Shankly. And from that, everything else has spun off.
And what better way to share a story of Bob Paisley than for a grandparent to their grandchild than at the feet of a statue of Bob Paisley in front of a brand new main stand at Liverpool Football Club?
Exactly. And what I was delighted about, Mick, was when we did the Paisley show, I think we had about 28 members of the Paisley family there, and they were all knocked out with it, which really was the ultimate thing for me. As long as they're happy with it, that was the essential thing, and it was wonderful.
Well, the campaign starts here, essentially, John, so we'll make sure that we let people know exactly how they can support that and what we can do to sort of make sure that happens. You've spoken to the club, you've spoken to Ian Eyre on your show. He's open to the idea. There's a committee, maybe a little bit of persuasion. Maybe we'll see a result from that. It would be absolutely fantastic.
Terrific.
City Talk 105.9.
City Talk 105.9.